In July 1931, an impecunious Cambridge graduate called Alastair Cook wrote to the BBC offering his services as a theatre or book critic, as a narrator of fiction or poetry, even as a songwriter, anything, in fact, that would gain him a foothold in the corporation. The BBC turned him down flat. But Cook didn't give up so easily. He continued to pester the corporation until finally, in 1934, he succeeded in becoming the BBC's film critic. That was just the start, because Alastair Cook had a much bigger ambition, inspired by his growing fascination with the United States. Having emigrated in 1937, he fought for a decade to establish the idea of a weekly talk for the BBC, which would help dispel transatlantic misunderstandings and misconceptions. The result of his tenacity was The Letter from America, first broadcast in March 1946, the start of a 50-year journalistic marathon which will never be matched. The letter, of course, doesn't tell the full story of an extraordinary career. In 1972, television viewers were treated to Alastair Cook's 13-part Personal History of America. The opening shots of the first programme discovered the presenter on a bridge over the River Cam, explaining how his love affair with America began.
I had graduated from Jesus College, and suddenly, in the spring of 1932, I was offered a fellowship at Yale University. And I remember one day leaning on this bridge and wondering what America must be like. Now, I thought of myself as a very sophisticated character, but I must have realized dimly, even then, that the preconceptions that you hold about a country, the ones that stick, are the ones that you learn practically from birth. Now, in the First World War, I was a very small boy in a seaside town in the north where you could train thousands of soldiers on the sands. And we had billeted with us, on us, seven American soldiers. I learned later that the men who...